A new wide-ranging five-year plan for RTÉ involving job cuts and moving two flagship shows, The Late Late Show and Fair City, off-site, was unveiled by Director General Kevin Backhurst to staff yesterday. Over 5 years, it would see the broadcaster reduce its footprint on the Donnybrook campus, focusing on news, current affairs and sport, with entertainment, drama and other programming moved almost entirely off-site to the independent sector, either wholly or in a hybrid fashion. Mr. Backhurst also welcomed interim government funding of 20 million and Minister Catherine Martin's commitment to announcing a new funding model before the Dáil summer recess. The Irish Secretary of the National Union of Journalists, Seamus Dooley, spoke to our reporter Etna Dodd about his initial response to RTÉ's five-year plan.
None of these changes that are being proposed have any relevance to the reason why we're in this crisis, which relates to corporate management failures combined with government delays in funding.
Specifically for the people you represent, the journalists in RTÉ, what do you need to get for them?
I think what is important here is that any changes in RTÉ have an impact on everyone within the organisation. And there is a danger that RTÉ will become a sort of publisher broadcaster on the lines of Channel 4. We do not believe that that would be an appropriate model. I don't take any consolation from the fact that as of now, current affairs appears to be less at risk than other areas. We have collective agreements with working with the employer. We recognise that there is a job of work to be done. We're simply not convinced that this is the way we should approach our task.
And that's Seamus Dooley, the Irish Secretary of the National Union of Journalists, speaking to Etna Dodd. Joining me in studio, Martin Mannion, SIP2 organiser for RTÉ. Martin, good morning. Thanks for coming in to us. You represent, I think, about 700 of the staff who work in RTÉ, many of them in the front line of change. What's the reaction of your members to what they heard from Kevin Backhurst yesterday?
Good morning. Yeah, so that's correct. I mean, we do represent the bulk of our membership within RTÉ. I suppose the shock is the major one. I think people are surprised that two of the flagship programmes from RTÉ, both The Late Late Show and Fair City, are being outsourced. And I think it's fair to say that when changes like this are coming down the line, then these people need to be truthful about it. And to suggest that it's just moving productions off-site isn't being truthful. And I think that's the problem that our members have. I think when we met with Kevin Backhurst earlier in the week, we pushed him on exactly what was meant by off-site. And when we finally dug down into what that meant, it meant that it would be outsourced to the private sector, and that our members would actually be in a position where they wouldn't no longer be working or could no longer be working for RTÉ.
That's your understanding of your conversation? This was a briefing that union representatives had with Kevin Backhurst. Whether Kevin Backhurst didn't use the word outsourcing, he liked to use the word yesterday, moving off-site. And he talked about decisions not being finalised yet about whether this will be a hybrid model. In other words, they would utilise studio facilities outside with RTÉ staff, or whether it would be wholly independent. These conversations, do they not still have to be had?
Well, do you mean we've been told that, do you mean while it's all dependent on what budgets they get from the government and funding they get from the government, it does come down to, at the end of the day, this is management's proposal and what they wish to do and what they're intending to do. We oppose this because it will lead to inferior working conditions for the people who do them work, that work. And as such, you mean, while he does refer to it as being off-site and it could be a hybrid model, when challenged both by us on our meeting on Monday and yesterday by staff in the meeting down in Studio 4 here, it did come out that this would be an outsourcing of work, that it would be done in the independent sector and not be carried out by people who work within RTÉ.
Did you accept and take on board the realities that he was pointing out? As he saw it, we have on this campus, there are RTÉ has studios that he said are no longer fit for purpose. He used a figure of something like 300 million needed to bring them up to being modern facilities that would be necessary for the production of the type of programming you talk about. That money is not there. There will be a saving, he said, of 150 million through outsourcing and downsizing the footprint on this campus.
There will be. And you mean, yes, you've got to take his bona fides when he says stuff like that. But they are talking about building two new studios in front of Studio 7 here. So, or Stage 7, sorry. And as such, if they're building new studios, then, you mean, surely we should be looking at building a studio which is capable of accommodating the Late Late Show. And if it is a case of looking at building the a new set off-site for Fair City, then how is that done going forward? It shouldn't be that the automatic position is that it's outsourcing of work for our members and of the actors within Fair City.
How many jobs are you actively worried about in SIP2?
Well, I suspect we should be. We're going to take the bulk of the impact from any job losses here. When you look at what's being proposed here, I would imagine that, you mean, certainly we would be looking at probably 7 or 8 out of 10 of them jobs will be SIP2 jobs.
And you accept these jobs will be voluntary redundancies, as has been outlined by the Director General?
Like, you mean, while it's all well and good saying that they're going to be voluntary jobs, at the end of the day, if you don't get enough volunteers, what's going to happen? I think there is a case that we're kicking the can down the road here where Kevin Backhurst is saying that people can be retrained or rebalanced resourced throughout the company. But the reality of it is, if people accept that, there's only so many positions. He's talking about 400 people they need to leave the
over a five
company
year period.
Over a five-year period. But if they don't get that 400 people, where are we in 5 years' okay. time?
So much more discussion to be had at this stage. For now, Martin Mannion, SIP2 organiser for RTÉ, thank you very much for coming into us this morning.